Hey, Opie, it's Bubba.
You're live on the air.
Oh, and you're live on the air.
All right. Sorry about that. I guess after all these years of broadcasting, I can't figure out how to start a Zoom meeting.
It sucks because it's like we were going to fuck a chick, and now we just get to play with her titties talking to you like this.
Can you hear me that whole time?
No. Could you hear me?
No, but thank God, because I'm like this. I feel so helpless, and you know how like insecure radio guys can get. I'm like, he can hear everything I'm saying as I'm panicking and trying to figure out how to unmute a mic.
And I was like, I'm like, man, I hope Opie doesn't flip out because he's an easy flipper outer. He'll flip the fuck out, and it'll be all bad, and you'll hate us forever.
No, it's sad. I don't flip out anymore, Bob. I think that's one of my. I don't know. I think that's one reason why I don't have a big-time radio show anymore.
I think I used to be an easy flipper-outer, and you used to be one, and maybe we should start flipping the fuck out again so we could get back on top. What do you think?
Do you really want to be on top again?
No, but I wouldn't mind getting a decent paycheck, to be honest.
Well, that's exactly right. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, Opie. Well, yeah, but you were probably at least a little smarter with your money. Yeah, than
I mean, Opie. You made a lot of money, but you also were a lot cooler with your money than me. I was buying planes and whores and all kinds of shit.
And I just started buying real estate because I knew eventually, you know, this thing was going to dry up.
Bubba's friends years ago said, "Take all your money and invest it in real estate," and he didn't listen to him.
Yeah, pussy real estate, vagina real estate.
I understand. How's the comeback going? Last time we talked, you know, you were just starting this thing again.
Well, you know, really, we've really done. We're the number. Now, don't fucking laugh, Greg, because this would be the kind of shit that you would clown back in the day, motherfucker. So don't. I already know you, bitch.
Well,
so.
I mean, you got to remember this is October. So.
Oh, it is. It's Shocktober. Whatever.
Shocktober.
Yeah, it's Shocktober.
Oh, yeah, Shocktober. But
we are the number one radio show in the world on Twitch, and we're doing pretty good with it. Like, it's paying the bills. We're paying the bills.
All right. That's something to be proud of, right?
Not all of us can go fish for fucking tarpon all day like you can. I'm just saying.
It's striped bass, and the fall run's about to begin. I'm actually looking at the ocean as I speak to you. I had such a wonderful video set up for you.
Well, yeah,
the ocean behind me, and I had my quarantine hair. I haven't had a haircut in I don't know, since March.
We could see your video.
We could see the video. We just couldn't hear you. And you look, I mean, just to be honest, you look sexy as fuck and very rare footage. I mean, the hat, the fucking hair, the hair flowing, the backdrop. I mean, it's people don't get that kind of unabated access to Greg Hughes usually. I'm just saying.
Actually, you got video of me. I haven't shown myself on camera in, I don't know, months because I just refused to get a haircut because I'm kind of, are you allowed to say pussy? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can say pussy, yeah.
Oh, so I'm here to say that, yeah, I'm a pussy and I'm taking the coronavirus very seriously still. I'm not willing to let my guard down yet, and I'm sure because even before
Corona, on your Facebook Live stuff, you rarely put the camera on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a radio guy, and, you know, there's something about when you don't have to worry about what you look like that you could focus on what you're saying and you could focus on the interviews and stuff.
I wish I would have focused on what I looked like and maybe less of what I was saying back in the day. I might be in a better spot. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. By the way, I will assure you, Opie, I will assure you that I'm not going to use this footage and send to TMZ or anything like that and try to make a zillion bucks like some of my other friends. I'm just saying.
You do realize my star has dropped. If they give you $100 for that video, I'd be surprised.
So you're saying take it?
So you're saying take it. If I can get 86 bucks out of the Opie behind the scenes getting ready to fish for striped bass deal, get it while you can.
Well, you are known for, taping a video of friends.
I'm known for, taping my friend, fucking my wife, and then it ruining my life. That's what I'm fucking known for, unfortunately. Man, I really got the fuck job on that deal, did I not?
I think so, yeah. You lost everything. You lost the money, you lost the wife, you lost the best friend.
I lost my fucking credibility. I look like a real fucking piece of shit when it really didn't go down that way. I'm only half the piece of shit that people think I am.
All right, but you're building it back up. You owned it. I think it's important to own it, right?
So what if my agent can cut a big-time Spotify deal and get me and you back on? Me and you, buddy. Come on, Opie.
Beautiful. It's so weird that me and you are like friends. I'd rather talk to you than most of the people I worked with in the past.
And you know what? If Tim Sabian or some cool motherfucker just would have sat us down and said, listen, you two fucks, why don't you guys, one, you probably will like each other, and two, if you two join forces, you guys might be able to do some shit.
Right. The only thing, I talked about you today on my live stream. I do Facebook Live every morning, and I have fun with that. And I collect stars. Are you into this whole stars program on Facebook where if they like what they're hearing, they give you like 50 stars, which is the equivalent of 50 cents?
Yeah, so Facebook stars are just like Twitch bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But we're giving really good content, and we collect pennies for doing it.
Well, Twitch, I'm doing really good on Twitch. Like, we'll have somebody give us like 200,000 bits.
And what is that the equivalent
like
of?
$2,000?
Wow.
Holy, dude, I'm happy if I make, I'll tell you, this morning I did Facebook Live. I got stars. I made $55.
And that's still good, though.
Let's not forget about that real estate you got in the fucking hammies now, buddy. Come on.
Well, and some rental properties and whatnot, you're right.
I mean, the reason why you don't give a fuck about that $55 is because you got 55 rentals, kid. Come on.
Yeah, but I got bandwidth charges, and I don't need to make a lot of money off a podcast, but I want to at least pay for the stupid thing, right?
But doesn't it? And what? Listen, I'm not, Opie, I'm not talking bad about anybody that's able to carve out a niche on podcasting or any radio cinch, but you and I and Howard and some of that, I mean, we really, really were, it produced some really, really great content. And it's sad that the best content no longer matters. It's just this fucking big social media, how big of a name you have, how many fucking likes you have. And content, I don't know, it seems like the best content doesn't get distributed in any way. Sometimes.
100%. And how frustrated are you? Obviously, you're making decent money with Twitch and whatnot, but how frustrated are you that the whole world has decided they can do what me and you do and a handful of others? There's only a handful of guys that could actually do this properly. And I can't even watch TV anymore because every time you turn on a program, and don't forget to check out my new podcast. And I'm like, of course, you think you could do this too.
And podcasting has just watered down the content. Like the now everybody, it's like, you know, everybody's got a fucking podcast.
Right. Yeah. And I hate it. I mean, we used to what? Truly, when we were on the top of our game on regular radio and being syndicated, how many people were we truly competing against? Not many. At sometimes zero, because you just felt like you were better than, you know, everyone out there. Now you throw a podcast up and you hope they could find it among the, what, 200,000 to 300,000 podcasts that are out there.
And that whole world is bought and paid for. It's based on distribution and what company fucking's got you. And like, right. I mean, you know, if you're with this company, it sucks. But if you're with this company, they can carry you. And then the inflation factor. Now, it was always when I was growing up as a radio guy, and I heard like, Owen A, they got like $5 million a year per guy and fucking jets and whores and all that kind of shit. And stuff gets, you know, stuff gets embellished. But then you hear these podcasting numbers. And realistically, yeah. I think that there's only, I mean, I know that, you know, obviously Rogan and Adam, and there's a lot of guys who do pretty well. But for the most part, like the average person isn't making shit on their podcast. Nothing.
No. No, I'm one of those guys, by the way, so thanks for reminding me of that.
And I wasn't doing it as a reminder. I'm just saying, like, this whole fucking world is just so watered down that you just can't really – and there's really no sexy delivery mechanism anymore because there's so many different ways. Used to be back in the day you had regular radio and satellite, and that's about all you had. But, you know, now you got every fucking thing.
The first time I knew of you – was, I think it was in one of those radio rag magazines we used to all read back in the day.
Yeah, like Radio and Records or Hit Makers or something like that.
FMQB.
Yeah, FMQB, I believe, is the one it was. And they were talking about Bubba the Love Sponge and his limo company. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Why is he focusing on other businesses? But I honestly wish I did that back in the day when we had the poll and you know, the money coming in. But you had like limo companies, and didn't you have like a strip club? And
I had a beeper company. I had nightclubs. I had teen clubs. I had limo companies.
Restaurants.
I had restaurants. You know, that's, whatever.
Yeah, chicken dip.
Chicken dip.
Yeah,
that sounds exhausting.
No, I didn't do shit. I just said, yeah, you can use my name. Give me give me some money, motherfuckers. I didn't have to do shit.
Yeah, that's smart. What a beeper company. Remember the beepers? My God.
Oh, I had Bubba. Dude, I'm going to blow. Remember the Pogs, the game? The fucking,
oh, yeah.
I had Bubba Pogs.
Really?
Yeah, Bubba condoms. You know.
I got to say, at the height of our popularity, the Opie and Anthony Show, we left so much fucking money on the table. And now I'm like, God, why didn't we venture out more?
You should have ventured out. You should have released more albums because those are done more live gigs.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, we did the comedy tour that was successful for two or three summers, but I don't know. You know who Eric Logan is, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Elo.
This is probably too inside, but Eric Logan came to me about, at this point, probably 10 years ago, and he goes, "Oh, I know you're doing well with you know, the satellite radio show with Anthony and stuff, but the future is podcasting." And I went, "Yeah, yeah."
Me
too.
Can
you imagine if we started the podcast when we were still on the radio and did the behind the scenes stuff to give them a little extra?
Can you imagine if we would have started when Rogan did in 08-09 when we were both at the, you know, the pinnacle of bullshit, and would have said, today after the Opie and Anthony show, hear the real hear why Opie really fucking hates Ant, and then you get in there and say, listen, motherfucker, I hate your fucking guts because you're not using your head and you're fucking up our empire, you stupid fuckface.
All right, let's get into this for a second. So in all your years of your shows, Did you work with people where you looked at them and were like, I don't like this person?
Yeah, he still does.
He's like every day.
probably right now.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you have more than one person that works for you, you gotta hate some. I mean, you know, you don't like everybody. You know.
Right. I'm amazed how long we lasted because I could honestly say that I don't know, man. We went at least a decade where we didn't talk when the mics were off.
Wow.
Are you building a house right now?
I was saying, what are you doing?
Are you remodeling a rental right now? What are you doing?
Well, honestly, so I got a house with a lovely ocean view, and my neighbor, He's getting his roof redone, and I thought it would be some nice sounds for you today.
The roofers.
Yeah, they're roofers, and you know, when you have a house out here, like, it gets the shit beat out of it, and everyone's replacing roofs pretty much every 5 years, and everything rusts out. But
hey, if you're looking for some good meth, those roofers usually have the best. I'm just telling you.
But really? Opie, I will say, because I was a listener to the show, and
sure,
although you could tell that you guys were no longer friends, the show still sounded great.
Yeah, that's what's so bizarre to me. The chemistry was unbelievable, but we just couldn't work out our differences.
Now, Opie, were you and Ant shoulder to shoulder behind the same board?
No.
I always thought. Did you run the board?
Greg ran the board.
Okay, Greg ran the board.
Anthony had a instant replay, but that's pretty much it, yeah. Right?
He had some bells and whistles. He was always off to my right, which was good, too, so we didn't have to really look at each other eye to eye.
Now, in my studio, Opie, in my studio, nobody can see each other.
Perfect.
I mean, they can't see me. The four guys that sit below me can see.
Right.
Bubba sits on a lifted area that's like a foot taller than everybody else and behind monitors so nobody can see him.
Yeah, I'm like the Wizard of Oz back here because you can be a bigger dick.
He's got a separate door that goes into his area.
You'd love
it. That's really clever because Letterman used to do that. We were lucky to be on Letterman. I'm like, this motherfucker sits way higher than his guest. Because it's a power position.
Why can't you come to Tampa for a few days or whatever and fucking come do some, hang out, be a radio guy?
Honestly, I would do it in a second, but all kidding aside, I'm not okay with the coronavirus still. And you guys being from Florida and Tampa, you guys probably laugh at this shit, right?
Oh, we're just fucking, we're straight white trash hill jacks. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. I mean, we're fully opened up. I mean, whatever, just let it eat. I'm not worried. I mean, I'm pretty resilient, you know.
Right. I mean, but New York City was a shit show for a very, very long time, and the numbers are starting to go up in New York. I don't know, man. I got the small kids. You only have one kid, right?
Yeah, and he's you know 18, so you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's a little older, so he's on his own, and he's in that age range where if you get the coronavirus, you skate through it. I understand that. If I was younger, I wouldn't be taking.
Man, motherfucker, you're not any older than I am, and you're in way better shape, motherfucker. You're in good shape. You're out fishing all day, reeling in marlin. You got that tensile strength.
But you're really not scared of this thing at all.
Not one. I want to get it like a lot. Like I really want to get it and then fucking just you know get through it and tell everybody.
Have the antibodies?
I got fucking through it. Look, I'm a fat ass that doesn't do anything, and I just got right on through it. Hope he can do it. Well, hey, if shit ever calms down, I would love for you to come down here and spend and just do some fucking shows. Whether you do it on your Facebook deal or you do it on my deal, I don't care.
Bubba, I swear to you, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, I'd jump in my car right now. I honestly am still, you know, taking it very, very seriously. And it's so weird because Florida laughs at this shit. Up here in New York, we're not laughing at it. It's like totally different. And you also live in Trump country, man. How is that?
Well, I mean, it's not like people come here and beat you the fuck up if you like Biden or nothing. I mean, and we don't even know. They don't even know that Trump's going to win Florida.
Really? Come on.
He probably will.
He probably will, but it's a swing state.
Yeah, it is.
Now, so Opie, are you not a Trump guy? I've been trying to stay middle of the road. I probably lean a little more Trump, but you know, I'm just trying to kind of you know be a pussy and not really get involved.
It drives people nuts because I'm absolutely in the middle, a centrist, a moderate, whatever you want to call it. I'm kind of like a George Carlin type of guy when it comes to politics. I think the system is broke, and I think it's a joke whoever becomes the president. They're not really running shit. You know that. It's corporate America that really runs it. I'm entertained by Trump on a daily basis. The shit he does makes me laugh, and it's did I just run out? Oh, my God. Hold on.
You just ran out of minutes. I think Opie ran out of minutes.
No, stop.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Are you still there?
Opie, did you just run out of minutes, motherfucker?
I'm recording this on my Zoom so I can put it out on my podcast.
Good.
And I am so fucking lame, because now you're going to have to give me the rest of this audio.
I'll get it all to you, buddy.
Okay. I just ran out of batteries. Dude, what happened to us, man? I just ran out of batteries. I had to quickly pick up my phone.
Oh, and this sounds better too. So we'll make sure we'll make sure we get this audio to you. Move, you know, all this shit to you.
No worries. Oh God, it's so pathetic. I just have a giant staff. Everyone would take care of everything, and now it's just me. And in a way, I kind of like it. But where were we with the Trump thing? All right, so he entertains the hell out of me on a daily basis. But you know, let's be honest, he really is a dick, and he's all about himself. No.
Yeah, they all are, aren't they?
They all, but I mean, I know this is very non-conventional, and I'm being a total smartass. I think it should be Oprah as the president and The Rock as vice president. Then you got all the shit covered, don't you think?
And why not? I mean, Trump proved that anyone could, you know.
I mean, Oprah, I mean, you'd like her or not, she's a very successful, she's African-American. The Rock, I think, is a little bit African-American, and he's fucking thick and rugged. What else do you need on that?
Right. You know, well, a couple things on that. I love that you brought up those two names. So, first of all, I've done a lot of changing since my radio career ended, and I'm you don't want to hear this, but I actually listened to her Super Soul podcast.
Oh no,
man! I used to think, Opie is now doing estrogen replacement too. You heard it first on the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Gray Opie Hughes is doing estrogen now.
It's so funny in my life. There's people around me like, don't admit all this shit. You can't admit that you listen to Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. I'm like, why not? Who gives a fuck?
I like
point?
That.
No, I think. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Can I ask you if you're going to get the vaccine when it comes out?
No, no.
You won't get it.
They're pushing that shit through. What I'm hoping for is they come up with better drugs where you just know you're not going to die from this thing. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I mean,
the vaccination thing.
Hard telling who bought and paid for that shit. The vaccination deal.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know.
remember back in the day, Opie, when you could do real fucked up content? Like, I think one of the very first contests you guys did was the 100 grand, yeah. That was the 100 grand deal that really pissed a lot of people yeah. off. And, you know, yeah. of course, the mayor gimmick. And, yeah. And if I remember, I just because I'm a radio historian, and at the end of the day, we used to talk shit about each other, but we all knew what the fuck we were most noted for, and we knew how talented.
Oh, yeah.
And I think didn't WAAF, when they pissed the mayor off, they wanted to make good by doing like a pie in the face kind of deal? Like, that was going to make it all go away and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We told Boston that the mayor died in a horrific car accident for April Fool's. And, The company said, we have an idea. We're gonna invite the mayor to throw pies in yours and Anthony's face while you're in stockades. And I'm like, he's not gonna agree to that. He wants our fucking ass like kicked out of Massachusetts.
Yeah, but didn't you already had another deal cut and you needed to get out of this deal?
Oh yeah, now I finally admit it. But what happened was, well, I had to play it. I was so pissed off because when we were in Boston. We were making absolutely no money, and we were beating WBCN. This is inside baseball, but no one ever beat WBCN
no,
in Boston
ever
because AAF had a really bad signal, so it was almost impossible. And we did the impossible, and we were up against Mark Pereno, who was making stupid money, and me and Anthony, I might be off by maybe 10 grand, but we were making $50,000 to $60,000 a year each.
Doing afternoons, being number one, yeah. you know, men plus yeah. an afternoon yeah. drive on market 7 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were getting the attention of all everybody. And we're from New York. And so they fly us in secretly. And we have this big meeting in New York. And K-Rock, which had Howard Stern, wanted us. And WNEW wanted us. Two giant radio stations in New York. And the story goes that Howard said, no fucking way do I, you know, want those guys on my my station. So we picked NEW. But then they said to us, it's too bad you're under contract. So let's just keep in touch. And I'm like, all right, flying back to Boston where we drove, whatever. I'm thinking to myself, fuck that contract. You know this shit, Bubba. I'm like, all right, I got to get myself fired. And you know, back then in radio, when you got fired, you most likely went to a bigger station, a bigger job opportunity, and made way more money.
It was like back. I don't know where it flipped, but it was a badge of honor, and it means you were, you know, going to make more money.
Yeah, exactly. So I go back up to Boston, and I'm just thinking it over, and they just like we just signed a contract, and they gave us like stock options that we had to wait like 5 years, and then maybe after 5 years, it was the equivalent of like a $10,000 raise. Could you tell we had no agent back then?
Yeah.
So
poor Bob Eatman.
I'm like,
rest in peace, Bob Eatman.
Absolutely. So I'm pacing my apartment, and it's April Fool's, and I'm like, fuck it. And I call up Anthony. Anthony's groggy as all hell, and I'm like, all right, I got an idea today.
Well,
on
he was
the radio,
drunk.
Let's.
He was drunk.
Yeah, he's definitely hungover. Yeah. And I'm thinking, let's just blow the April Fool's prank out of the fucking, you know, water, because you know the deal, all these horseshit April Fool's pranks that are
and fucking radio stations like the absolute cheese dickus of contesting during April. Hey, we're gonna have an all Christmas format, or hey, it's April, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So my thought, knowing that we had jobs waiting for us in New York, was, you know, now we could really say just fuck it, and we'll be legendary. So I call up Anthony. I'm like, today on the radio, we're going to tell Boston that the mayor died in a car accident for April Fool's. And he's like, yeah, whatever. All right, cool, man. All right, I'll see you in a few hours. And then we just sat in the studio. We did it, and we got our asses fired. But the other side of it was that New York's like, oh, man, I don't know if we can hire you now, excuse me, because what you did. So then we had to fly down to Washington to meet with the giant. You know Dan Mason?
Another? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. He ran CBS back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he goes, I want you guys in Washington tomorrow. So we pack our bags. we were such dirtbags back then. I'm thinking we're going to have a nice weekend in Washington. We're going to talk to one of the heads of CBS Radio. And then we're going to have a hotel, and we're going to go out for drinks and probably a nice steak dinner. Long story short, we drive to some office park in the middle of nowhere. We go into his office with our suitcases. He wanted to make sure we didn't have horns on our heads and that we, you know, we were stable enough to take the job in New York because, you know, he read the headlines of what we did in Boston. Half-hour meeting, Bubba. He goes, all right, I'm good. I'm satisfied. I'm going to give the permission for my guys to, you know, hire you. And then he goes, can I call you a cab to get back to the airport? And we were back in Boston for dinner. And here I'm thinking that we're going to be wined and dined by.
You thought you guys were going to go, you and Aunt were going to have facials by the fucking pool. And you guys end up getting a round trip Willie, right?
A round trip Willie, yep. 100%.
I met Scott Shannon at the same way during Pirate Radio on a same type of interview. I was in San Antonio. I was,
yeah.
And it was right when Shannon left New York and did the Pirate Radio. And so I'm in San Antonio and I did the John. Do you remember? I flew to Boston and did the John Garabedian open house party. Do you remember that?
Honestly, vaguely. I mean, I know a lot about your career, but that one, vaguely, I remember
and
something.
So I flew to Boston and did this, you know, national syndicated Saturday night with this John Garabedian guy. And flew back to San Antonio, and Scott Shannon calls me. Now, Scott, he'd ripped off my name. They were calling their prize patrol at Z100, Bubba the Love Sponge, you know, back in the day.
Oh, I remember that. I was on BAB, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're now just taking his fucking name. Yeah. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yep, they took my Scott, you know, Scott Shannon ripped it off. So he flies me into L.A. I'm some stupid fuck from San Antonio, Texas, doing Hispanic urban radio. And I fly into L.A., and Scott Shannon's waiting for me at the gate, and he takes me to the airport bar, and he goes, Bubba, let me ask you a question. I want you to tell me if you can do a break just like this. And I go, okay, go. He goes, Pirate Radio. And I go, well, yeah. I mean, what about it? And he goes, I go, what about phone calls and having chicks come in, you know, and play, you know, Patience by Guns N' Roses and, you know, a fucking phone call. You know, back then what we had was phone calls. Like that, as a night jock, that's what you know, phone calls.
And yeah, of course.
Putting chicks on the air. And he goes,
yeah.
He goes, Bubba, I'm going to let you know, for 3 months, you're just going to say your goofy name and the radio station identifier. See, the radio station is the chassis, and you're just one of the tires, and then we'll develop your show. And I go,
oh, go fuck yourself.
I go, Scott, I can't just do that. I just can't. I mean, I got
right.
And so he said, okay. So he had two tickets. He had two airplane tickets, and he goes, here's a ticket that had the next return back to San Antonio, and here's one that would leave on Monday if you would have cut a deal. I'm not interested. And then
I went
to B96 in Chicago instead and got fired 9 months later after that one.
Beautiful. Congratulations. it's funny going back to the April Fool's prank and all the crazy stuff we did in radio. Thus then why I now listen to Oprah Winfrey Super Soul Sunday, because I need a little spirituality in my life after all the horse shit we went through. But I got to say this. We competed against you indirectly, never in the same city or anything like that. But remember those stupid lists, like the most shocking things a shock jock did? And it was always like, you know, maybe it was me and Anthony 1 year that had number one, and then you would be number two, and then the next year would be, no, Bubba has the biggest shock jock stunt, and then Opie and Anthony are in fifth place. So I think secretly I was always competing against the crazy-ass shit you were doing and going, all right, how do we top this fucking thing that he just did?
Oh, and my guys were the same thing, because we'd be like, hey, man, they got Whip Out Wednesdays, you know? What the fuck, they got Whip Out Wednesdays? I got No Panties Thursday. No, they got fucking Whip It Out Wednesdays. And these fuckers got bumper stickers. They got Wow Bumper. What the fuck, they got bumper stickers? That's bullshit. Those guys suck. Those guys are fucking horrible. I hate those guys. Meanwhile,
we were paying attention, though.
But if you think about and this is, you know, I don't necessarily want to be one of these guys, but we are. Who would be the greatest, you know, shock jocks of all time, top five? And I think that you guys and me are in there, top five, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, God, 100%. Who's better? We beat Howard. Howard's stuff didn't compete with ours.
Well, I mean, Howard,
think about it.
I mean, Howard was different, but yet in that, I mean, Howard was, yeah, he was the ultimate shock jock. Although maybe in insider radio, we don't think Howard did more shocking shit than us, but at the end of the day,
at least back then Howard did radio.
I mean Howard was doing some shocking shit back then. I wish they would have taken us all aside, including Howard, and said, if not that he has to play with us, because he obviously doesn't have to, but fuck, if we could have all came together and done some shit, wouldn't that be huge?
Well, of course, and I do have to say this, and you can certainly stay out of it because I, you know, you're closer to Howard than I am, certainly. But back in the day, they were trying to do just that, and I'm sure your name came up, and they were building a FM talk where they really wanted the anchor to be Howard in the morning, and me and Anthony in the afternoon, and then they threw Tom Likas, Don and Mike, and others. And I'm sure your name came up in the super lineup there. But Howard said no to all that, and it frustrated the hell out of CBS. So they had to kind of, like, put us on another station in a market because Howard didn't really want us on that one. Especially the one in New York. He's like, there's no fucking way on my home station do I want these guys, you know, on in afternoons. They were able to finagle it a little bit and get Howard in the morning and us in the afternoon, but they had a whole plan, and Howard kept saying no to it.
Yeah, but I mean, now, and this is, I am close to Howard. You know, we keep in touch, and I have a lot of respect for what he did for me. I'm the one that fucked it up. But that being said, we had just as big of egos in our lane, and if we were in that situation, we would have said fuck no too, probably.
You think
if somebody would have said to me, "Hey, Bubba, you can, you got your own channel, and we're going to put Opie and Anthony on," I'd be fuck those guys. And the reason why I would have said that is because you guys are good, and it would be fucking with my real estate.
Yeah, but it just would have made us work, you know, even harder, probably, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just wish somebody would have sat us down because it could have been fucking unlike anything that has ever or will ever be emulated in radio again. I mean, radio's done. It's done.
Yeah.
I mean, I still
100%.
I still smitter smatter on, you know, I got 8 or 9 affiliates. You know, not the money doesn't come from there. It comes from Twitch. But realistically, you see that, you know, iHeart's going to be bought by SiriusXM, and, you know, Beasley, Intercom, and Cumulus are all filing bankruptcy, and Westwood One's going to get spun off. Like, it's fucked. It's fucked.
Right.
And the reason why it's fucked, Opie, is because they've not invested in content. They are a big jukebox, and they put their head in the sand, and they're afraid of people like you and I.
Well, they did it to themselves because they were ahead of everybody else. And I remember Mel Karmazin famously saying, "The internet, I can't make money off the internet." And then that allowed, like, some internet radio to start, and then it allowed satellite radio to start. And I remember back in the day, they weren't worried about satellite because who's really going to buy those units and put them in their cars? And then now we're up to podcasting, and radio blew the chance to really embrace podcasting at a very early stage. So they kind of did it to themselves. They left just nothing behind. Those fucking executives all retired with golden parachutes, millions upon millions of stock options coming in, and they left nothing behind for anyone else that was coming up in our business, unfortunately. I personally have turned down 3 or 4 radio jobs since leaving SiriusXM. I just don't want that stress anymore, man, of worrying about ratings and worrying about the content and all
you,
that.
And
horseshit.
If you have, if you can still continue to be the slumlord that you are with the 55 properties, I'd tell radio to suck my dick. I'd tell radio to suck my dick too. If I didn't have to deal with the devil and I didn't have to deal with it, like, I would love to be in your position. Seriously. I mean, regular radio is just a skeleton of its former self. It doesn't make any money. They can't pay anybody nothing.
100%.
Everything's brokered. There's no big time contracts left. There's no seven figure deals left. Maybe for a rush. Maybe, I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you a quick story. So I get fired from SiriusXM, and that was around the time that they knew Imus was. Hello,
I'm right here.
Now we got telemarketers in the middle of our phone call.
No, that's...
Hold on.
Someone's calling him.
Oh, okay.
Now we have telemarketers on our phone call. Jesus.
It's probably the Republican, Democratic National Yippee-O's looking for some money.
Exactly. So, quick story. So, I leave SiriusXM, and Imus was pretty much on his last leg, and they came to me. They're like, We're going to be making some moves, and, you know, Imus is going to retire, or they were going to force him out. That part was a little shady, to be honest with you. And they offered me, mornings at ABC in New York. And I'm like, fuck, man.
That's a tough one to say no to, bud.
It was AM radio. The money was shit. It was
well, I don't want to put numbers out there because people really truly work for a living, but the money was terrible, Bubba. Just, you could imagine. And I'm like, all that stress, working full-time in radio again for that much money, I'm like, I just can't do it. I said no, all right? So then they got somebody else to do the show. And I don't who's doing it? Fuck. Whatever. Oh, my God, I forgot his name. Anyway, they come to me two or three more times. They're like, look, we just want you on the station. We understand, you know, you don't want the morning slot, but how about 10 a.m. to noon? And you could work 3 days a week. And then I'm like, Bubba, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. All right, so I could do 2 hours a day, AM radio, New York. That could pump up my numbers for my podcast. Yep. I'll use it for that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, let's talk money, you know? Dude, you ready for this? They said, we can't pay you.
It was going to be like, it was going to be Barter Willie, where we're going to pay you we're going to pay you through whatever
you
can.
Know this.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, motherfucker. I'm living it. I don't know it. I'm fucking living it, kid. I'm fucking living it. You're giving me anxiety because you're laying out my shit identically.
So my agent goes, all right, well, and I'm living because you know where we came from.
Right.
I'm like, you know. So my agent goes, well, let me at least play this out. And he goes, let me see how much they bill, you know, from 10 to noon. I go, okay. They say, he comes back to me, they're like, they're billing about $50,000 in that 10 a.m. to noon slot. And I'm like, all right. And then I'm thinking, all right, I'll grab $50,000, but I'll be able to promote my podcast. He goes, no, they're going to want, you know, 50% of that. I'm like, I am not going back to do radio for $25,000 a year. Are you crazy?
Man, I'd be giving head on the expressway in a half an hour to draw a crowd if they pay me $25,000 for New York's, buddy.
Yeah, no. Sometimes I maybe, I don't know. But then the guy was going to do the show with, you know,
hey, listen, your talent and your name will not, you know, you're not going to forget how to do radio. That deal, I mean, I think radio's going to come around a little bit where they can start investing in talent. That year, that deal will be in 6 or 7 months when radio goes through the next transition, what's going to happen where Liberty buys iHeart and a couple of them eat each other. I think that there's going to be more opportunities for guys like you, Opie. I really do.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I enjoy my podcast. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I had a little bigger audience and made a little more money. But you know what? It's kind of nice to just have, you know, freedom finally. I'm sure you got that with what you're doing.
A little bit. I got to play some bullshit AM radio games that you speak of. I do have to play a few of those. But,
yeah,
you know, I've somewhat carved out a little lane here, and we're doing good with it. Back when you were double dipping, Opie, like NEW and Sirius XM, I mean, was that like 4 or 5 million a year?
Well, that was the K Rock. We were on mornings at K Rock after David Lee Roth was handed a gift when Howard moved on to Sirius, and he failed so miserably. The company that fired us and made us sit out for almost 2.5 years, they come back and want to hire us. So we were doing mornings at K Rock, and then we'd walk to our Sirius XM studio. Yeah, the number was pretty. You're about right.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
I mean,
you're about right.
And that's
but they
that's
couldn't
great.
Get along. Sorry, they couldn't get along with each other though. So we had to suffer. So we had to do our first 2-3 hours at K Rock in Howard's old studio.
Right.
And then for the second half of the our show every day, we had to walk the street 2 blocks to get to our other studio.
But that, the walk was live on the air too.
Yeah, because at that point, we're like, fuck it, we might as well.
Yeah, but you know what? You guys don't get near the credit. That's pretty fucking, that's pretty out-of-the-box mentality where we're going to go live, walk into the next gig. That's who thought of that?
Probably me, to be honest with you. I don't know, but if I say me and it was both of us, then, you know, that'll cause the next war. So maybe I'll just say, oh, it was all of them.
Oh, it really was years ago. Oh, that was Anthony's idea. Then you're not going to deal with the bullshit. Right?
Yeah. So whatever. I'm sure we all sat down and said, hey, this could work. But you got to also remember, we were doing that. Nowadays, you're like, what's the big deal to, you know, record while you're walking around the streets of New York? But back then, you know, the equipment was giant to try to pull that off.
I know it's like one of those guys who had a telephone back in Vietnam. It was like the size of a washing machine.
It was like a whole Marty unit.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, like a fucking, like a microwave on the poor guy's back, right?
100%. We had that guy walking down the street, like, you know, like one of those one-man bands?
Yeah.
We had one of those guys following us with all the equipment so we could broadcast for two blocks in New York City. And we're like, could you fucking, like, not be too close to us? Because you look like a fucking doofus,
man. I got an idea. Does Greenstein like you at all?
I think he does, actually.
Okay, I don't think he likes me. And I've even sent him, dear Scott.
Well, hold on, Bubba. He doesn't like you because Opie used to go to him and say, hey, this Bubba guy keeps threatening to beat me up.
Oh, I never did. Yeah. I'll be the first to admit, I'd rather you beat the shit out of me than actually do that. But a very funny line, actually, so I should acknowledge that.
Yeah,
but
let's just go with it. Let's just go.
I always fought my own battles, and you know I did all right. But every once in a while, I would get my ass handed to me.
All right, so hear me out.
I'm not gonna lie to you. But getting back to the fight thing, which is hilarious. There were days I would be looking out that studio window, wondering if you were there that day. And I'm like, oh my god, are we really gonna fucking do this?
Are we gonna fight this fucking hill jack from fucking Florida who thinks he's real tough, but he's really a fucking fat ass and he's just got a microphone and thinks he's tough?
I was just thinking, man, I'm not gonna lie, there were days I'm like, if he's outside that studio and he gets me in a bear hug, I'm fucked. So I know I have the reach on you probably, so if I could stay like kind of far away from you, maybe I could get a few jabs in.
And I was thinking, hey, listen, I think this guy's pretty fucking wiry, and he's from, you know, he's one of those East Coast fucks. I don't want to even really fight this guy, because what if he fucking, you know, mops the floor with me? Now I'm going to look like the biggest pussy ever.
Oh, no, I would pick up a chair. I mean, if I'm going to fight, I got to, you know what I mean?
We should have staged it where I come in on you, get a couple good ones, and then you fucking blast me over the head with a chair, and then we both are all bloodied to fuck up, and oh my god, we would have gotten some great press out of that. We could have both been in on it.
You want to hear a good fight story?
After I tell you my idea of you going down and going to talk to Scott and saying, Scott, if Howard leaves, like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, you guys got to think about life after Howard, and Bubba loves Howard, and I respect Howard. You got to say that part. And me and Bubba want to do a show together.
Ooh, I would think about that. We have some weird fucking chemistry.
Yeah,
we didn't do this years ago.
I know, and we can fucking pull it all together, and I don't hate you like Anthony did. I fucking actually like you, and if you want to hate me, that's fine, but we could go in there and be like, listen, Howard's gone, but this, I mean, you know, this is kind of like the next thing, you know, Bubba and Opie, or Opie and Bubba, we're kind of in that world.
Can I work 3 days a week so I could still stay out here and fish? And can we do it like...
I'd even move to fucking... I'm going to have to move up to... Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe techno. I don't think... I mean, fuck, you sound pretty good just on a shitty cell phone with some roofers.
We'll get Zoom figured out.
I mean, we'll actually get you to fucking... We'll actually get a guy to hook your Zoom up for you, and we'll fucking pipe it in Willie, buddy.
Oh, man, and I knew I didn't have a lot of battery power. I'm like, he probably only wants to talk for a half hour. I'm good. I'm an idiot.
Hey, Scott, we can keep the show on based on Anthony's battery power. We'll be great. Don't worry about it.
See, I think Scott definitely likes me a lot. But I just forced their hand because of the Howard stuff over the years.
Well,
and,
unforce it. Fucking go in there with the tail between your legs, know how to work like a pro wrestler, and get us some fucking money, Opie.
You know the real reason I got fired was because I went into his area, right?
You know
his whole compound area?
Yeah.
I was on Facebook Live, and my show ended, and there was a cleaning lady with one of those, you know, key cards that unlocks the door. And I'm on Facebook Live, and I try to explain this to Scott. I'm like, you know, when you're alive, you know, your balls are bigger. You know, we come from a shock jock world, so I'm not going to pussy out.
Right.
So I casually asked her, I forgot something there. Can you let me in? And so I couldn't believe it. I almost didn't want her to do it because I'm like, no, don't do this. And she unlocked the door. What are you going to do at that point? You know this shit.
I know. You're the big fucking slinging dick. But you didn't go sit on the chair, did you?
I was trying. Because at that point, I'm like, I think I'm pretty fucked. So this will be legendary if I get down the hall and sit in the seat. But then the security guards at SiriusXM who worked for... you know, me as well. They're like, hey, get out of here.
Hey, you little redheaded motherfucker, get out of here. You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. And then I'm like, Yeah, and then I'm like, if I'm defiant, I'm definitely going to get fired. So at that moment, I felt like I had a pretty decent Facebook life. So I turned around and walked out, man. But
you walk in there. How about this? Now, motherfucking Opie, you got to open your mind up a little bit now. You're hard-headed like me.
I'm trying.
Just open your mind.
All right, I'm trying.
I'll get Howard on the air, and I'll get him to say that it's okay for Scott to talk to you and I on a show pitch.
Right. I would sit down and do that in a second.
So
that'd be fun.
I can email Howard and say, Howard, don't
put my name in an email. No,
hold on.
Right now.
I emailed Howard happy 12th anniversary yesterday, and he got right back to me. But listen, we'll hatch this out right now. I email Howard and I go, Howard, you know I don't bug you. I don't ever fucking bug you, but I need you to just hear me out. I have befriended Opie, and we're thinking about trying to do a show together. Do I have your permission to pitch Greenstein? What if he goes, sure, Bubba, fucking all the best, Howard. What about that? What are you going to do? Will you go?
Yeah, I would go. I'm telling you right now, I would go.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. I'm telling you right now, if you and I did a morning show or an afternoon drive show, it doesn't matter what fucking day part, I'm telling you, we would fucking kill it because we don't hate each other. We respect each other. We have stories for days. We're both radio guys. We're both radio guys. And when we're, you know, it would, I'm just telling you, what do you think?
I think it would absolutely work. There certainly would be a buzz out there. I mean, we have two very different audiences, too, right?
Yeah,
I got the Northeast.
I got the South. it's like a Civil War. I'm the Confederates, right. And you're the fucking right. Yankees, and we're rolling up in here. Right. It's like if Lee and Jackson would have got along, right?
Right, exactly.
Hey, think of how much cooler the Civil War would have been if Lee and Jackson would have got together and say, listen, motherfucker, you're a cool guy. Well, you're a cool guy. My guys are like
Funny.
Your guys.
On it. You know, I think I told you maybe on the last time we talked, but I actually tried many times to sit down with Howard because, you know, we had obvious issues and I didn't need it to be a thing where all of a sudden I'm on his show or any of that. I literally wanted to talk to him privately and try to just like talk about some shit, get it off my chest, get it off his chest, and just so we could kind of, you know, live together at SiriusXM. You know, obviously he's the bigger entity, but man, he just did not want to ever sit down and talk to me.
And
even Brother Weeze, when he made amends with Brother Weeze, at this point probably, who knows, like 7 years ago or so,
for the shit he pulled with his daughter up there in Rochester. You know, Howard finally said, you know, I got to make amends. And he called up Weeze. And they had a nice conversation. And Weeze, God bless them, because we're boys, he goes to Howard, hey, Howard, what about my boy O, you know? And Howard goes, I'm not ready for OP.
So what if I flank Howard with, hey, you ready for OP yet? You ready? You ready?
Go for it. Go for it, because we're going to have another conversation, because that'll be hilarious.
Now, motherfucker, what if I put that shit together, OP? What the fuck? What if I got Howard to say, you know what? I'm on the backside. I'm on the twilight of my career. I don't know what Howard's going to do. But yes, you know what? I'd like to have a conversation with OP. As long as you're not going to be a dick and you're going to be cool, OP, and you're not fucking flip out, OP.
No, dude, I mean... You've talked to me enough now. This is really, I'm more myself than I've ever been in my life. I always felt like when we turned those mics on, I had to be more a shock jock guy. And I don't regret anything I did in the past. But, you know, I'm more my, dare I say, because I learned it from Super Soul Sunday, I'm more my true self and less about my ego, Bubba.
I'm going to actually send that to Opie. I mean, I'm going to send that to Howard. Say, Howard, he listens to Oprah Super Soul Sundays now.
Exactly.
Robin will even put a good word in for you. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I always have a good
Howard story that will not scare you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, and it goes back to the fighting thing. I had a bunch of fights live on the air over the years, but one of my favorite ones, me and Anthony are in Boston. We're at the Boston Marathon, broadcasting live at a bar, getting really fucked up. All our fans are there. We're on the marathon route. Boston Marathon, and we're crushing it. And this Howard Stern fan comes in, and we have this long table. And he starts, as we're broadcasting, he just keeps saying, "You guys suck, Howard rules. You guys suck, Howard rules." You know this shit from the old days, right?
Right.
So I'm sizing him up, and I'm thinking to myself, "Fuck, can't fucking punch him. Shit, how am I gonna do this?" Because the table was too wide, right? So all of a sudden, I started putting my hand to my ear, kind of like your old friend Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
And I'm okay. And I'm like, I'm giving like the Hulk Hogan thing, like I can't really hear you. And he's like, "You suck, Howard rules." And I kept going like, "What?" And I was trying to get him to lean in, and he took the bait. He leaned in, and I fucking hit him with a right live on the air. Anthony's like, "Oh my God, hope he just punched him," or something like that, right? This guy, it was like he saw a ghost, because he's in a bar with all our fans, right? And the bouncers were on our side, so they come running to drag the guy out. And on the way out of the bar, all our fans were taking cheap shots at this Howard Stern fan as they were throwing him out of the place.
And so the poor guy got his ass whipped.
Yeah, man. What are you going to do?
You got to give that guy some credit, though, man. You're right. I mean, he came in here knowing he'd get his ass
whipped. Of course. No, of course. But he wasn't expecting to attend that way.
I just got to tell you, I was you with regards to Howard. I actually went head-to-head with him in a couple markets, like Orlando, Connecticut, a couple like that. And it was,
yeah.
You know, it's always, you know, "Oh, fucking Howard, you fucking nerds, you know, fucking you pussy boy," you know, just all the stuff. Man, that fucking roofer guy is getting after it in the background, man. He's fucking...
I must say, they're pretty impressive, because it's really windy out here.
And
good
so,
job, boys.
So can you, I'm live on the radio. Can you make it a little, it's a fucking tad, it's a little bit louder, because we can't quite hear it. And so, you know, I get fired from Clear Channel. He gets fired. He has a place to go. I don't really have a place to go. And you know, he called me up to come meet him, and he couldn't have been any nice. I mean, he was the only reason why I'm even here today, because he gave me a shot back then. I was dead in the water. I was fucked.
Yeah.
I was dead. I wasn't going anywhere. And so,
yeah.
I always got to just be, you know, I'm loyal like that. And I'm just, you know, I'll always be appreciative of what he did. And I think at the end of the day, he really appreciates good radio talent, and he knows how good you are. It's just you guys have you guys have been, you know, fucking, competing against each other for so long.
Yeah, I honestly have no issues with him. I understand what he did for our business and all that. I let a lot of shit go in the last 3 or 4 years, certainly. So,
What do you think? What do you think he? Howard? Everybody's speculating. What do you think Howard does?
Well, here's the. You had to ask that question. He doesn't leave.
You don't think he leaves?
He's the type of. No, he's the type of guy that I have to say this carefully. He will pretty much die in his seat. What is he going to do? What else would he do?
I mean, I've heard that he was talking to like a Letterman type Netflix deal where he does just one-off interviews for a ton of money.
Well, there you go. You just answered the question. That'd be great. Letterman's Netflix series was great, but what? He just decided he doesn't want to do that? Weird. He did like 3 or 4 interviews, and that was it.
Who, Letterman?
Yeah.
And I thought he did pretty good. I thought they were pretty good.
No, I thought he did a great job. I was expecting to see more of those. But yeah, there you go. I mean, Howard obviously would be perfect at that. And he takes so much pride in his interviewing. So that's not a bad way to go.
So he goes to Netflix for, you know, $35 million a year for, you know, 10 interviews, and then we come in there and get a fucking shot to, you know, have 5 more good years of the pests. Now, do the pests still like you, Opie? I mean, like, how's that?
Oh, no, they hate my fucking guts.
Well, it didn't get split 50-50?
No, it got split 98-2. Two percent of the pests like both of them, and 98% hate everybody.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true too. We built. You know, the Bubble Army. We started this thing called the Pest, and I remember early on going, I don't know if this is a good idea. And I said it many times on the radio. I said, eventually they'll come for us and eat us alive. And boy, if that didn't happen.
It's happening to me because the Bubble Army, you know, some of them fucking hate me, and it's just they listen to you for your clients and get you canceled off of radio stations and just.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all that.
But can you rally? Yeah. I got the Bubble Army, you know, somewhat back, and if you can get a few of the pests back, I mean, we got to fucking. And then what do you think the percentage of Howard fans? I mean, they like me, they hate you. So, I mean, we're going to have to fucking, you know, rub that belly a little bit.
I don't know, man. Some of the Howard groups on Facebook, they kind of liked my honesty over the years.
Well, there you
I
go.
Mean, not the majority, certainly, but there's certainly some pockets we could grab.
We got some sleeper cells we can get?
We got some sleeper cells.
Do we got some Opie sleeper cells? That's all we need, buddy. I'm just telling you.
Dude, we should just do it because of our stupid, ridiculous names.
Yeah, I know.
Opie and Bubba, or Bubba and Opie.
How about Greg and Todd?
I like that. I honestly have tried to figure out how to get rid of the name Opie because I never liked this stupid name.
Well, and you don't think I want to get rid of Bubba the fucking Love Sponge? I mean, don't Google that. I tell people, don't Google me, please. Please don't Google
right.
me. It's just bad.
Right. Oh, that's funny you should say that because I have a neighbor out here, and she goes, my friend said you're the Wow guy, and we know them. They were our neighbors. You know, our kids play together. But I don't know. Probably in your life too, you have people that honestly barely know about your career, right?
Oh no, they know me as just a person, and then when they find out about my career, then they're like, "Holy shit, that's not you. You're not a bad guy."
Well, that's what happened to me out here. So. I mean, they're still cool. I got to be honest. I can't oversell this. But basically, she comes to me. She goes, my high school friend said, oh, my God, because she was talking about me, I guess, and my family. And she goes, oh, my God, that's the guy that, you know, invented Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. And this woman, my neighbor, actually said, and I thought you were a good guy. Like, I am a good guy. I'm on the radio trying to entertain people.
I just asked chicks to whip their tits out on Wednesday. What's the harmless, you know?
right, exactly.
How about, are you still a little sore about my Lightning getting that Islander ass a little bit?
Yeah. But, you know, being a hockey fan, like, I tapped out slightly when they moved to Brooklyn. And then with everything being shut down and then they started up again, I didn't watch as much as, surprisingly, as I should have. But, you guys deserved it, though. You guys were the best team in the league, no doubt.
Yeah, well, they really, it took the old Steve Yzerman guy, the Briz Bros general manager, and put together a hell of. Are you a Giants Jets fan?
No, I get a lot of abuse for this too. So, but bear with me, and you're one guy that could understand this. So, born and raised on Long Island, so I'm a Jets fan. I made my radio career took off in Boston, so I'm a Patriots fan. I was up there for 3 years in one of the Super Bowls. And then I lived and went to college in Western New York because I did radio in Buffalo, Rochester, and I went to Geneseo. So I was up in Western New York for about 12 years, so I'm a Bills fan. So I swear to you, and it doesn't make sense, and I understand that, I'm a Jets, Bills, Patriots fan. How stupid is that? But that's because of the markets I was in.
Now, was Brady there when you were in Boston?
He, I think, when did he start? Anyone have it?
2001.
I think 2001.
Oh, shit. No. Okay. No, we had, who the hell was the quarterback? Bledsoe, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think you guys went to New York in 98, 99-ish, didn't you?
Yeah, no, we did 98. So we just missed Tom Brady. But we were there for the Super Bowl with Bledsoe when, what's his name, basically was saying that he was leaving the Patriots as they were preparing for the Super Bowl.
Do you still keep in touch with Mel?
Oh, man, he's fallen off the map. I've tried to reach out to him. Mel, people know who Mel is. He's like
Mel Karmas. I think he lives in Naples. I think that's where all the rich guys from New York come. I think.
Yeah. Of course. What about speaking of football with Brady down there?
Oh, Tom Brady.
How's it feel?
Tom Brady could go in the middle of whatever the fucking most popular street of Tampa, rape 6 girls, kill 5 kids.
Yeah, I know.
With heroin needles in his fucking arms, and we would find a way to fucking justify.
Yeah, but get this, Opie. A few months ago, Bubba, Deion Sanders, and Tom Brady all played catch at a local high school.
Yeah.
No, come on.
And
for
I
real?
Got yep. Yeah, I'll actually.
Because Bubba's good friends with Deion Sanders.
And so Deion called me.
I love Deion Sanders.
Oh, Deion's killing it with Barstool right now.
I know he is. I saw the videos. I love that. You're actually friends with him?
No, really, really, really good friends. Like, really.
That's like, awesome. Stays at his house and stuff.
Yeah, like, so, but he was in town, and he called me up and said, Sponge, you want to meet me over at this high school to meet Tom Brady? I'm like, fuck yeah. I know you're Deion Sanders.
Wow.
And so I got video of Tom Brady throwing 60-yard bombs to Deion in the corner.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then, and then Bubba posted it online and got a text instantly that says, take that down. We don't want that out.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. So I got a text. Nobody's got goat-to-goat fucking teardrop bomb 60-yarders coughing corners like
right.
that.
Right. I hate that shit over the years. You're privy to some really cool shit, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I post this, I could get a little bump, and what's the big deal? It doesn't hurt anybody. And they always want you to take the stuff down immediately.
I know, the shit that I don't want up gets up, and the shit that I don't want up gets, you know, that kind of bullshit. Think about that.
Right.
Think about that sex tape. That, you know, that thing made about $80 million.
Jesus. Are you in the clear with that whole thing?
Oh, I was
never. Where are you at with that?
I was never in. I wouldn't say I was never in trouble. I mean, it's over. It's done with. Everybody's been paid. Everybody's been fucking settled. And I got fucked.
Right. Right. All right. But you don't have to deal with it as far as a legal issue anymore.
No, it never was a legal issue for me, you know, much.
For a couple of days.
But then, you know, Hogan and I settled.
Has he ever reached out to you?
No. I mean, motherfuck. I mean, talk about his best friend. I mean, I let him fuck my wife. You know, our surveillance got it. It's a big fucking whodunit. And then some other fucking radio guys steal the tape and distribute it. They get my job. He makes $100 million, and I'm fucked. That's
he should absolutely thank you. I mean, if he had a tiny prick, then, you know, I can understand. But he had a foster.
He has a thermos.
If somebody came to you, Opie. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful to your wife because I know that your family's very secretive and your wife, and I appreciate all that. But if somebody came to you and said, "Hey, The Rock can fuck your wife and you can make $140 million," would you do it?
Oh God, no, 100% no.
For $140 million?
I got
Opie.
Remember we talked about the real estate. I'm good.
Yeah, well, I'm not so good, buddy. and I let it happen for free. So I'm the fucking idiot at the end of the day. Fuck.
Well, that's a hell of a story. But he should absolutely fucking thank you.
Well, I don't know. I'm more worried about you going to Greenstein and getting us a big time gig. I'm just telling you that.
I mean, yeah, reach out, see what he says, and then we'll have to have another conversation as we laugh ourselves silly when he says.
So go ahead and reach out to Howard and go ahead and say that and watch how fucking much trouble I get in, right?
I don't think you'll get in trouble, but I don't think you're going to get the response you're hoping for.
All right, so listen to this. If you you play the role of Howard, and you answer the email back as Howard, okay? Dear Howard, listen, I got a crazy question for you. Could you, me and Opie are thinking about doing a job, you know, like maybe doing some radio together. Would you give us your blessing to Scott Greenstein?
No, what would truly happen? The response would be nothing. I don't think he writes you back.
Oh, first of all, that's where you're wrong. I at least get a hard.
All right.
All right. That fucking roofer. I swear to God, if I had a gun, I'd shoot that fucking roofer right now. It's the worst radio ever.
He would literally say something like, "Fuck that guy."
Okay, that's what your response is. Fuck that guy.
Well, that's what Howard would say if you brought my name up.
I'm just telling you. What if he said, oh, I don't know. You know what? Now I'm just being a little bitch thinking about fucking like it being Christmas and shit. There is no Santa Claus, Bubba.
Hey, you're playing that game of like, what if I won the lotto?
Yeah.
What would I buy?
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you what the fuck I'd buy. I'd buy you a house with a new roof so I have to fucking listen to this Nalen shit. Fucking A.
We must be doing well because no one would deal with that. So if this was just mediocre, you'd be like, all right, I hope it was great talking to you.
Yeah, I'd be like, man,
I've got a fucking headache.
I'd never call that guy again. He's the hammer fucking guest. Fuck that guy.
Exactly.
He insists on doing his interviews next to fucking roofers.
Right. Well, you know what? At the very least, we got to do more of these. It's so funny because I got to tell you, I did your show and I put it on my podcast, and that was, I think, last September, right?
Yeah, it was just over a year ago.
September. And I had so much fun, and I told everyone around me, I'm like, God damn it, that was fun. We had good chemistry, and I really love talking about radio because you study this business as you know, like I did. And then I was looking forward to doing more with you, and then the guys doing the podcast with Carl literally died like a week or two after that came out.
Yeah.
And I was just completely, and to this day, I'm pretty much still devastated.
Well, we talked about it. You'd plan on coming down to Florida, and Bubba was going to take you to Islanders Lightning game.
But now
I remember that.
But now you're Johnny COVID, and I can't get you out of the fucking house.
I am Johnny COVID. I really make fun of me. I don't know. There's people that take it too seriously, and there's people that don't give a fuck.
When Opie lifts his own his life restrictions and he can be Opie again. Listen, one of my best friends has a 45-foot yellowfin open fish. We can go out fucking fishing, and we can go to the hockey game, and we can do some radio. It could be like buddies, you know. I'm just saying.
You guys can ride the mopeds around.
I got two mopeds. I'll even put a little helmet on you. I'm sure you're worried about that. You're the kind of guy that wears a helmet, probably.
My helmet guy. What? That's bad too.
No, it's not bad. If you're afraid of COVID, you're probably afraid of a moped too.
Well, I am. I'm afraid of a moped because my friend Harry, we were like 12 years old, and he wanted to run away from home. He wanted me to go with him, which I said no. But he had a moped. And we're in the schoolyard, and he goes, you know how to ride this thing, right? And I'm like, I didn't want to be a pussy, so I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I ride mopeds all the fucking time.
Yeah, I own that fucking moped.
Right. This is me, and, it's gotten me in trouble over the years, obviously. I'm like, fuck yeah, give me that moped. And I didn't know, like, the throttle wasn't the brake. So I'm on this thing, and I'm going a little too fast, so I hit the throttle. Now I'm going fast. I'm like, why the fuck isn't this thing stopping? It was literally the first time I was ever on anything with a motor.
Right.
Now I'm flying, and I'm like, all right, I got options. I could either, like, drive this into traffic. That's not going to go well. Not a busy road, but definitely cars going by. Then it was the old school monkey bars. Remember the playground equipment that used to get you killed before they made everything, child-proof?
Were you going to drive under it, then grab them?
I didn't know. I was like, maybe something. Yes! I think you're right. I was like, maybe I could, drive by, grab it. You know, the ones that were all sorts of squares and stuff with a ton of metal bars. I'm like, I think maybe I could get something done there.
And then my last option, which I took, was a giant, I didn't know at the time, sticker bush. I thought it was like, I thought it was just like kind of a fluffy bush. I'm like, all right, I'll get bruised up, but at least I'll get off this fucking thing. I flew into this thing. Long story short, I had between 40 and 50 stitches. Ooh. I left his moped in the middle of the bushes as I ran home because my house was pretty close to the school.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that we had a, I didn't know that moped was a trigger deal for you. I did not know that, Opie. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck yeah. I haven't thought about this story in a while, and I left his moped smoking, ready to explode, basically. I ran home, and my parents had the house locked for some reason. There was tiny little windows, and I start breaking the windows to get inside. My brother comes to the front door and sees me bleeding like basically like Carrie in that old movie. I had so much fucking blood, and he's like, holy shit.
Well, more importantly, did your friend still run away?
I don't. No. But I
think like, I can't run away now. He said my moped's fucked up. I can't run away now. I got bigger issues. My moped's fucked.
Right.
You may have saved it. You may have saved a guy. Hope he was going to go kill himself until you fucking did that.
He was probably thinking that, you know, it was before Dumb and Dumber. I'm older than that movie, but he's like thinking we'll both jump on that moped like Dumb and Dumber and get the fuck out of Dodge, man.
He probably saved the guy's life.
I think that was a deal breaker. I think our friendship ended because I fucked with his moped. I don't remember how that relationship ended, to be honest, but not that it's important.
Opie, from Opie and is that cheese dick to say Opie from Opie and Anthony? Is that like, is that okay?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we accomplished some amazing things, and I hope someday we get to the point where we could just focus on that. But yeah,
do you think it's crazy that still like people on YouTube are still watching old O&A shows, and you go in there and there's like a chat room and there's still a lot of people watching it?
I'm fucking pissed that we didn't make the deal that we owned our own material like Howard did.
Hold on. No. Hold on. Do you know who the first guy to cut that deal was?
Don't say you. I'll kill you.
Me. In 96, so when I went over to go work for Howard, Howard still didn't own his shit. And when I'm like, Howard, I own all of my stuff. I own every ounce of it. And he's like, how the fuck did you do that? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
The fucking hillbillies in Tampa didn't really seem to care much about me. I mean, they gave it all to me.
Wow,
I got everything, Opie. That's what we can help put our new channel on.
I hear you. The funny thing is, there's fans out there that have these YouTube channels that just crush it.
I know.
They make stupid money on the monetization of the damn thing.
Yeah.
And me and Anthony don't make a fucking penny off that shit. And they have all our shows that they're just going through chronologically every day.
Yeah, I still watch them every now and then.
I mean, you're probably losing. Yeah. You're probably losing. I mean, you could buy a couple more fucking slumlords with that and have 60 slum properties. Opie, who do I get told no faster? Because I do have Anthony's information. If I call Anthony up and said, Anthony, let's all fucking do a show, who says no faster, Howard or Anthony? Which one hates you more, Anthony or Howard?
Anthony has publicly said he would do it again tomorrow, but he makes it very clear, you know, because he knows there's a lot of money that would be involved. I personally just simply don't want to do it. I don't care how much money is involved.
You're telling me if Spotify came to you and said, hey, look, we really want the O&A show back. We're willing to write a check that's huge. You won't do it?
A Rogan-type check.
You guys don't have to be friends. It doesn't matter. But as long as
I'm not going to lie to you. That, you know, that'd be tough, but I swear to you, I would say no, yeah.
Here's what I'm saying, Greg.
Sorry, I do have to say this on the record. I just did not have a good time for like the second half.
Yeah, but listen to this, motherfucker. I got to remedy all this. Fuck Anthony. Put me in there, and we'll just be me and you. I'm better than Anthony anyway. Fuck him.
I like how loyal you are.
Yeah, look, I'm better than Anthony. I saw that drunk motherfucker. Oh, I'm far more funnier than he is. I'm far more better radio guy than he is. Please.
You're like my fucking dog with your loyalty. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You and I do good radio together. Fuck him. Let's get a gig, you and I, buddy.
100%. I got to tell you. So we got a puppy because of the coronavirus, basically. My son turned 10. We wanted to make it special. So we said, fuck it, finally, and got a dog. And it's 4 or 5 months old. So we spent the day doing some fall activities for my daughter's birthday yesterday. And we had to bring the dog, you know? So
we had a, oh God, this is going to sound bad, but we had a driver. It just made things easier yesterday. And because we knew that we couldn't bring the dog to some of the places we're going to. All right. So we leave the dog with the driver that the dog just met. And we come back and he's basically like, fuck you guys. This is my new owner. I'm like, do you understand loyalty at all, you son of a bitch dog?
No, fucking the loyalty is out the window, even with the new generation of fucking canines. Fuck those dogs.
Fuck them all.
When you get a good, loyal guy, I'm loyal to the end, my friend. Like, you couldn't even have me talk bad about Howard. I love that motherfucker so much, but I'm ready to be loyal to you too, OP. Let's go. Let's do a show.
All right.
And I want to know what kind of car does Greg Hughes get driven around in?
Fucking town car.
All right. Well, so we try to make our daughter's birthday special yesterday. She turned 8.
Okay.
So she can't have the family parties and stuff because of the coronavirus, you know, although I'm sure you guys are just fucking having pool parties.
Oh, yeah. Just let it eat, buddy.
Right. So, you know, you got to try to make these things a little special. And my wife came up with a great idea to rent a limo for my 8-year-old.
There you go.
Yeah. I knew I would get silence on that. But she fucking loved it. No, you know,
hold on, motherfucker. You only got silence because we can't afford fucking limos no more. There ain't no hate here, buddy.
Dude, you... That's not a big expense. You know that.
Well, a thousand? Probably cost you $1,000?
No. No, I swear to God, way less. Way less.
Okay. Well, maybe we could swing it if it
was
only...
Limos aren't in demand. And, you know, it's one of those... It was a basic limo. It wasn't anything special.
Didn't have a hot tub or nothing. I used to have one that had a hot tub in the back. Remember that Blitz from Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy. Jesus, you're nuts. I love it.
Hey, so listen, I'm AOP. I'm emailing Howard. Once I get the okay, you're going to go to Greenstein, and Howard's going to retire, go to Netflix, make his money, and you and I are going to be the fucking, you know. Can you do mornings again, you think?
God, you suck.
3 days a week.
Yeah. 3 days a week, no problem.
I'll work 5. I don't give a fuck. I'll work 5. I'm a working man. I'll be like, that little fucking pussy didn't come in today, but I'm here for you guys.
Oh, wait, I thought you were loyal. Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, we're going to have a certain amount of good cop, bad. I mean, we got a good cop, bad cop, but then you're going to say, hey, fat ass, don't worry about it. I'm the big time star here. You fuck. You need to work the 2 extra.
Yeah, there you go. I just want to do it to see how this goes wrong.
Yeah, like, hey, it's the Bubba and Opie or Opie and Bubba show. We don't know what the fuck it is, and it's just a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, before we both fucking get mad at each other. It's only a matter of time. It could happen at any moment.
Sally, and you just summed up radio. That's what happens.
It's true.
But it is. It's only a matter of time before we hate each other, and then we all like each other again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, can I promote my Opie Radio podcast? I could use a few more subs.
All you want, buddy.
And then I do Facebook Live from this location as people are building roofs.
Where's their face? What's the Facebook address?
I don't know. What is it? Oh, OP Radio fans, because some scumbag grabbed OP Radio. I literally signed up for Facebook, and someone grabbed it immediately.
Well, hold on. You got Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, all OP Radio, and the only one that's not is the Facebook one that you're doing because some fuckface grabbed it.
Yeah. Yeah, OP Radio fans is mine. So
OP Radio
Facebook
fans.
Facebook Live every morning. Fans, yeah. I have more than one fan, you son of a bitch.
I know, motherfucker. You're going to have 2 now when I watch tomorrow, bitch. I'm just telling you.
It's cool. I mean, I literally just have a cup of coffee with some people and no pressure, and I just work off the comments, and, you know, I have a good time.
Yeah, so when you search it on Facebook, it comes up as OP Radio, but the actual... address is OP Radio fans.
And about what time do you do that? What time do you do that, OP, usually?
Honestly, I'm still a morning guy, so I'm up by 6 still, but I turn it on somewhere around 7:30, 7:40.
Shows the ocean.
Yeah,
listen to this motherfucker, goddamn hammering! Fuck!
Well, I even like it. Like, when you're back in the city, you have the camera out the window, and you show different parts of the city.
Hold on, has he got a city apartment and a fucking Hampton place?
He's like, what, 40 stories up, too? He's, like, way up there.
Fucking OP.
I'm 500 feet up, and I can see literally Howard's bedroom.
It's awesome. He's got an awesome view.
It's going to take at least $1 million to get you back over to fucking Sirius, I tell you that.
Well, we left that apartment in March. It's just sitting there rotting. I've been back only 3 or 4 times since March.
I think I'll load it. He's fucking loaded. I need to be this guy's best new best friend. This Opie's loaded. He might have more money than Howard.
There you go.
Hey, and listen.
You know, with the banging on the roof? Remember the old days? We're building a new rock station. It's just hammering noises.
I think on
the radio.
I think they're building you a new storage unit for your cash is what I think they're doing, motherfuckers.
All right. I like that. I like hearing that.
So listen, every morning, right, Opie, bye-bye. Opie fans on Facebook, and of course his podcast is Opie Radio Podcast, anywhere you get your podcast. And and the hammering action has been free of charge. And
yeah.
Opie, I'm gonna email Howard. I really am.
All right. You got my number. It'll be very interesting what he says.
I can't wait to put you two back together.
We never were this. We never were.
I didn't know if you're going to catch that or not.
Oh, well, you know, they shut down the hallways because of me. Trust me, this is going to be a tough one for you.
Oh, your Hello Howard videos were great, too.
But you got to be nice, well, Opie. I got to be able to tell Howard he's a new dude. He doesn't let shit bug him anymore.
Bubba, when I was there, I turned the corner, and so he changed his hours because of us, by the way, because we're like, fuck this. You know, most of these people are listening to this shit on demand, so we're starting at 7. And then fast forward a bunch of months, he started at 7. So he was coming in the same time through his secret entrance, and I would walk down the hall because we had to come in through the front door. And I started passing him in the hallway. And I'm with my security guard, and he's with Ronnie, who Ronnie's awesome. We always get along. And I said to myself, you know what? Fuck this. And I said, good morning, Howard, as we walked by. He said nothing. And then Kenny, my security person at the time, he starts giggling like he's 12 years old. And I go, Kenny, what's going on? He goes, he is so mad that he just said hi to him. I'm like, come on, there's no way that's true. So this would happen, like, I don't want to oversell once again, but it happened probably two or three times. Next thing you know, there's memos all over the place that, you know, they're pretty much locking down SiriusXM in the morning until Howard gets in his area because they were trying to say because an intern asked for a picture or something like that. But everyone came to me and said, no, it's because of you. And I'm like, no. For real? I'm like, I was really just trying to, you know, turn the corner and say, fuck it. We both work here. We don't have to be friends or anything, but good morning.
You know they closed the hallway because of you, GH.
God, you know my shows.
He does.
Awesome.
He does. He's one of the two percenters that like you.
Yeah,
I love it. But then I made a video. You know the elevator bank with the glass wall with the doors.
Yeah. Yep.
So I had to wait there, and the security guards would put up their hand like, "Hold on, you can't come in because Howard's coming in." I'm like, "Come on!" I'm like, it was so ridiculous. And Kenny's like, "I wouldn't do that, GH." And I pick up my phone. I'm like, "I gotta record this because someday I won't be here, and at least I'll have this." So you see the security guard saying, no, you can't come in. And, you know, supposedly we were a big deal at that time at SiriusXM. And then next thing you know, Howard walks by the glass, you know, wall and doors, goes into his area, and then the guy finally waves me in.
Like a traffic cop. Come on now, sir.
Yeah.
Come
on. Yeah, now you're allowed to go. But I'm not going to lie. You know, at that point, I'm like, this is so stupid. So sarcastically in the video, you could hear me dramatically say, good morning.
Opie, you're not one to shy away now, are you?
Nah, what are you gonna do?
So listen, we're gonna do this again. Let's keep in better touch.
Okay.
And more importantly, when COVID gets lifted, maybe think about coming down here when you're not afraid of everything again. And you know, I guess if I get the okay from Howard, you got to promise to go to Greenstein. Don't fucking welch out on the deal, Greg.
No, I'll email him. I guess. No, I'll call him.
No, you need to go down there and see him. Old school.
They're not going to let me in because when I started my podcast, I started podcasting right outside the building. They got really mad at that, too.
You didn't say all that.
What? No, I started a podcast, and my guy Carl, who was a street guy. He was pretty tough, you know, and he's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to sit at this table, and we're going to podcast, and maybe we'll interview people coming and going from SiriusXM.
That's brilliant.
And then they called my agents, like he's outside podcasting, talking to employees. And we were still, I got to be careful, but let's just say we were still negotiating some things, even though I was no longer there. So they had the upper hand. I'm like, fuck.
So they told you, if you want your severance, Willie, bitch, stop being out the Avenue of Americas.
Yeah, maybe something like that. You know how that is, Bubba, right?
Yeah, I do.
But it certainly shut the kid down. He wasn't podcasting outside the building anymore.
Nope. But you were able to buy five more fucking rental units, so it all worked out, kid.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Opie, I'll be in touch, and I'm gonna email Howard, buddy. Stranger things have happened. Don't say never.
All right.
And for the record, I think you and I could do a great show together.
Well, it's crazy. We definitely have chemistry.
We do.
This was one of the easiest things I've done in a long time. So thank you for that. And I had an awesome time.
And we'll get that audio to you, bud. Okay.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Opie.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.